just as an observation on that, for about 5 years I worked in a city manager's office and was partially responsible for putting together various projects that went into the capital improvement program and also for the capital budget. And one of the things that we experienced was is that just composing lists is not necessarily the best thing to do, because what that list essentially becomes is a wish list.
Nothing wrong with a wish list, though. It's a starting point.
No, because it creates expectations that should never happen.
You're presupposing no one's applying any judgment to that information.
Well, I'm just saying that...
That's the point of my intervention was to say my experience as a board member for 8 years is that the CFO often becomes a victim of the various wish lists, and then it becomes so heavy and burdensome that
you stop collecting the information.
That we either stop collecting the information or we stop the CFO and get rid of the CFO. And so what I'm trying to say, and I think he's doing it much more articulately and policy-wise and from experience, is that we better set some sort of guidelines, okay?
Right.
So transitioning to the question of the unissued in the last days of the previous board, we were asked, rushed in, over $100 million, $150 million worth of COPs for IT projects. I happened to vote yes on the one for student information systems. I voted no on the one of that big chart that we just saw on the payroll piece on the IFS, and I voted no on another $50 or $60 million on the HR system. And I said, you know, that's way before this even became an issue connected or allegedly connected with collective bargaining. This is far too much, far too fast, and I don't see the thinking and the planning out. So I think you're right, Marguerite, to focus in on this, you know, over-issuance, and then it sits around, and how one, and I don't mean to pick on IT, I mean the crisis of the year will immediately send something way up there if there's no criteria that you set that we as a board can stand by you and the superintendent can stand by you and say, you know, you missed the piece here. You know, that's part of your evaluation now. If that particular division didn't turn in the core needs or didn't assess the core needs, and so we'll have to figure out you with Mr. Bresch on how to handle that, because it is a constant around here.